broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. First one in the year 2021 or 2021 or however you say it. In any event, hope everybody had a nice weekend. And here we are with a regular edition of the program. 2 hours of the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music coming your way. And with me this morning to bring it to you as always is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you all once again. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy 2021. And we are going to get started with some great music. What are we going to start with?
All right. Well, let's go back now to 1983 and one of these all-star albums. Here's the Nagina Orchestra and Singers and Rina Joy verses from the Book of Psalms.
Rina Vishua, Vachatzot Rout Hatarua, Betsesi, oh Betsesi, me Mitzrayim. Rina Vishua, Vachatzot Rout Hatarua, Betsesi, oh Betsesi, me Mitzrayim. Sasan Besincha. Yagan va'anacha b'shuvi b'shuvi Yerushalayim sasan b'simcha v'nas yagan va'anacha b'shuvi b'shuvi Yerushalayim.
Recorded back in 1983, there from the album The All Stars, and that was the Nagin Orchestra and Singers and Rena from the Book of Psalms. Again, we remind you about the over-the-air broadcast times and stations for the program, heard every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time on our great network of stations, WYRE 8 10 a.m. Annapolis, WKHZ 1460 in Easton, WAMD 970 in Aberdeen, and now on FM, WRNR 103.1 FM in Annapolis, covering very nicely the upper northeast quadrant of the state of Maryland with a very fine signal. So if you happen to be in those areas on Sunday mornings, check out the program the old-fashioned way over the radio on the great stations of the Washington Jewish Radio Network. Let's continue now. More Hasidic music here from the Munkach in Nagunim. And of course, Munkach is up there in the Carpathian Mountains in what was then Czechoslovakia. Now I think it belongs to Russia, actually. And of course, the borders even then used to change all the time. But the Munkacher were a very, very important Hasidic dynasty, now replanted in Israel and in America. And to hear from the Wedding Blessings, Mahaira, and a very, very nice selection of that, recorded back in 1987.
Deine Genosa, mir deine Genosa.
And they recorded back in 1987 from the Munkacha Nagunim there, Mahaira from the Wedding Blessing. I was thinking about two of Ben's first friends hailed from Munkacs in Czechoslovakia. Yeah. They were survivors of the Holocaust, Barry Moskov and Louis Lipsick. May they rest in peace. And Ben Salongier was just a little boy, maybe 2-3 years old, and I used to take him to the shul, to the old shul down in Washington, D.C. proper, which unfortunately is long gone nowadays. And they would sit Ben between them, and they would ply him with candy during the entire davening. And Ben really, he loved them, so as did I. And all Ben wanted was that when he came bar mitzvah, that Barry would be the Kohen and Louis would be the Levi, but unfortunately, it didn't work out that way, and we remember them very fondly, but they were indeed from that area of Munkacs, once a major Jewish center, and unfortunately, all destroyed in the Holocaust. But I hope very much you enjoyed that. Like I say, the Munkacs dynasty continues to this day in Israel and here in America as well. Well, let's continue now. Next portion of the program brought to you by Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Don't forget, they're doing it all over the phone now in these days of the pandemic. But you can call them at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Israeli accents, and they'll be glad to help you. And they've been getting it done for over the past 30 years with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica. So give them a call. You'll be glad you did. The fabulous Israeli accents. Like Ben always says when he introduces some of his songs, here's a fun one.
Uh-huh.
Here is a song called Melody, which is, of course, easily translated into English. Now, the name of the band is very apropos to today's world. It's called the Isolation Band. So there you have it. Recorded back in 1982 from the Israeli Pre-Eurovision Festival, the Isolation Band and Melody.
הגיטרה מחשמלת, המלודיה מתגלגלת, מתנגן שירי ואת אינך איתי. מקהלה לך מזמרת, התזמורת מעוררת, ורק את כזאת שקטה בפנים אצלי.
מלודי, רק אלייך מלודי,
אני פגש אצלי אולי,
כל הגברים באים
אלייך.
מלודי, רק אלייך מלודי, אני פגש אצלי אולי
ותהי שלי.
ההרמוניה מסחררת והמוסיקה סוערת, מתרונן שירי
ואת אינך איתי.
מנגינה כזו סוחפת, מרגשת, מטרפת,
ורק את נשארת שקועה בתוך עצמי.
מלודי, רק אלייך מלודי,
אני פגש אצלי אולי,
כל הגברים באים
אלייך.
מלודי, רק אלייך מלודי, אני פגש אצלי אולי.
יש לה מפנקי,
הולך למלו מלו 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 מלודי שלי. מלו 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 מלו
ונפגש אצלי. כחולים בקצב טונים, מתנגדים האלקטרונים, מחשמל שירי ואת אינך איתי.
יש פה חגיגה סוערת וההתרגשות גוברת,
איך זה את כל כך שקטה בתוך תוכי.
מלודי, רק אלייך מלודי,
אני פגש אצלי אולי,
כל הגברים באים
אלייך.
מלודי, רק אלייך מלודי, אני פגש אצלי אולי
ותהי שלי.
הולך למלו מלו 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 מלודי שלי. מלו 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 מלו
ונפגש אצלי. מלודי, רק אלייך מלודי,
רק אלייך,
כל הגברים באים
אלייך.
מלודי,
They recorded back in 1982 from the Israeli Pre-Eurovision Festival. They're the Isolation Band and Melody. Hope you enjoyed it. Brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Give them a call, 301-231-7999. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got his first selection, so we're going to go to that right now.
Arlo, we are going to stick with some of the modern Israeli music. Now, this one, a real nice one.
You mean 1982 is not modern? See, it depends which side of the table you're sitting on.
Yeah, see, this was only from a couple years ago. This is Hatikva Shesh, and this is a song called Chaim Beseret, Life in a Movie.
אביר אפל, איש הגשם או אישה ברזל, אינדיאנה ג'ונס או טינקר בל, בפילדלפיה או בבבל. כל אחד היה רוצה להיות ג'ון רמבו, אלאדין או במבי דמבו, רוקי בלבוע, איתי או קומנדו, ג'יימס דין, דון חואן דה מרקו. כולם חיים בסרט, אין ברירה אחרת, בדרמה בדיונית או בקומדיית נאורה. התמונה חוזרת, כולם חיים בסרט, המדינה בוערת, אבל אנחנו גיבורים. היהודי, ואם תראו אותי הם מלא היבהל, יש לי על הראש כיפת ברזל. אז אני מסתובב לי לרוב בקיץ במסכה, תחתון וטייץ. ארץ ישראל את כל כך חמה, סיכוי גדול למלחמה. ואם יש ללקות אז אני מתפנה, ועוד קסם עושה אחורה פנה. למי זה משנה, מאיזה מחנה יגן עדן אם יהיה הממונה. בואו נניח ראש אמה להתלונן, לא נאכל סרטים, נאכל פופקורן. ואם זה סרט רע או איזה מין הרע, תנו לי עוד קריאה, הגיע פי מרע. איך כולם חיים בסרט, כי אין ברירה אחרת, בדם הבדיונית ובקומדיית נאורים. והתמונה חוזרת, כולם חיים בסרט, המדינה בוערת, אבל אנחנו גיבורים. אין מה לעשות. במדינה שלי חיים בסרט, יש דמות אחת קבועה ודמות אחת זוהרת. כולם זזים לפי פסקול הסרט, ולפעמים המסיבה נגמרת, המציאות האבודה חוזרת. אז כשהאמונה כבר לא עוזרת, נחזור לסרט, נחיה בסרט. רוצה להיות מגבר, הרי פוטר, סטריט פייטר, ג'ים קרי ולייר לייר, דיס פיגיום זה דארק פייר. אולי נבל כמו בין ושדר, ג'ק ספארו ודארק וטר, גולדפינגר, סקייפול וספקטר, דיס 800, שפר צדקר.
And there you had it, Hatikva Shesh, in that one, a song called Chaim Beseret, Life in a Movie.
Absolutely. There were a lot of English references in there, too, so you could understand. Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the 78 group. Here's an interesting recording made by cantor Moses J. Silverman, who for many years was a fixture in the Chicago area before he passed away back in 1986. He was the chazan of the KAJ Temple, it was called in Chicago for many, many years. And in 1949, he recorded a series of 78s for the MGM label. And they are, of course, today rare collector's items. And I thought we'd listen to one now. With all the cantorials that he sang one selection in the set in Yiddish. This is a lullaby called Yankele that was written by the great composer Mordechai Gebertik, who was to perish in the Holocaust. And basically the mother is talking to the little baby and says, a Jew who is going to grow up and become a learned person, does his mother have to sing to him all night long so he go to sleep? And he's going to grow up and be somebody, so how can he be wet all night long? So a very kind and tender lullaby of the kind that from the world that unfortunately is no more. On this recording, which is very interesting, the piano is played by Max Janowski, who was the choir director of Cantor Silverman Schul and was the one who wrote the Alvinu Malkeinu that Barbara Streisand and everybody else under the sun loves to sing. So some very important talent here on this 1949 MGM recording. Take a listen.
Ob ihr mir schein Yankele, mein Schöne, die Egel auch die schwarzen Kör macht zu. Ein Ingele, was hat schein alle Zendera, muss noch die Mame singen, Ajulu. Ein Ingele, was hat schon alle Zendela, muss noch die Mame singen, Ailulu. Ein Ingele, was lernen wird Gemore, Ot steht der Tate quält und hört sich zu. Ein Ingele, was wächst da mit Hochem, lost ganze Nerv der Mame nicht zur Ruhe. Ein Ingele, was wächst da mit Hochem, lost ganze Nerv der Mame nicht zu Ruhe. Nu schlob je mir mein kluger Hossenboche, derweil liegst du in Vigili bei Es wird kosten noch viel Mühen, Mames Tränen, bis wann ins wird ein Mensch arreus von dir. Es wird kosten noch viel Mühen, Mames Tränen, bis wann ins wird ein Mensch arreus.
Recorded for MGM back in 1949 there, Cantor Moses J. Silverman of the KAJ Temple in Chicago, accompanied by his choir director, the legendary Max Janowski on the piano, and the one Yiddish selection on the album of 78. Now, when you bought an album in the 78 era, you didn't buy one where you got four or five records. It came in a book, and each envelope had a 78 in there with two sides, and that's the one Yiddish one. So maybe next week for the cantorial feature, I'll play one of his cantorial selections. He was a fine chazen. And the famous Gebertik lullaby, Yankele. The last line of it in Yiddish, very poignant, is the mother says to the baby, says, it will cost a lot of weariness and a lot of mother's tears until you grow up and become a mensch. So there you have it. Very, very nice selection from 1949 and, like I say, passed away back in 1986. Very, very fondly remembered in the Chicago area for sure. Well, let's continue now. The next portion of the program is brought to you by the KHZ Network. Now, don't forget, when you get done listening to the program on the radio, leave the radio on for the KHZ Network. 40 years of top 40 and all of today's modern hits can be found on the KHZ Network. Also available on the internet at khztv.com, a complete multimedia presentation featuring music videos and all kinds of other great content, in addition to the over-the-air signal of the KHZ Network. The KHZ Radio Network was founded by our dear friend, late Bill Paris, and is operated by his family today, and Ben and I appreciate all their support here on the program. So that's the KHZ Network, which is available on the stations of the network and also on the internet at khztv.com. Let's continue now. More Hasidic music. Here is Dov Levine, recorded back in 1988. The Haviosim, these are lines from the Aleinu prayer talking about when Hashem will establish his mastery over all the world. Very, very fine selection. Dov Levine, a very, very important Hasidic artist back in the 1980s and into the 90s. Let's take a listen.
Besimatim is the philosophy. Oy, 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 they say, and visit him, the lot, so now is the key. Bahavi, I see, Ella Kodashi. Besimatim is the philosophy. Oy, 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 they say, and visit him, the lot, so now is the key.
Recorded back in 1988, there is Dov Levine and Vihaviosim. I actually gave you the wrong place where it comes from. It actually comes, I got confused because a couple of words are the same, but it actually comes from the Slicha service, and what it says is very, very important words, especially the what he sang as the refrain many times. Kivesi veis tefil l'chol amim, and my house, says Hashem, shall be a prayer for all people. all people. So again, unity coming right from Hashem. So there you have it. And I think it's a very important text, especially in these days. Mm-hmm. So, in any event, we'll continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, this is a really nice song. This one by the group, the Eighth Day Band. And this is a song kind of similar to what you're talking about right now, actually. And this is their attempt to do some of what A.B. Rottenberg did on the Journeys albums with those really emotional songs. And, you know, it kind of makes sense that these guys are big Chabadniks in the way that they're pushing the idea of welcoming people in and all that.
That definitely is their hallmark.
Yeah. So this one, a real nice song called The Rabbi's Son.
I know you think I don't belong here, with my blue jeans and my long hair. But when I was just a little boy, I would play here with my train. When I was just a little boy, this whole synagogue knew my name. When the soldiers, they took me away, they said, we need the young and strong. When the soldiers took me away, my father was singing this song. He sang, Yafalpi, Yafalpi, Shechoto Yisroelu. Yafalpi, oh, Yafalpi, Shechoto Yisroelu. So sing me this song just one more time. Maybe I'll understand. Sing me this song just one more time. I wanna know who I am. How can I know where I'm going if I don't know where I'm coming from? How can I know why I'm living if I don't know what he was dying for? I know you think my life was not fair, as you wipe away another tear. But since I was just a little boy, I searched this whole world for this place. Since I was just a little boy, I never forgot his holy face. When the soldiers, they took me away, they said everything was wrong. When the soldiers took me away, I never stopped singing this song. I sang, Yafalpi, Yafalpi, Shechoto Yisroelu. Yafalpi, oh, Yafalpi, Shechoto Yisroelu. So sing me this song just one more time. Maybe I'll understand. Sing me this song just one more time. I wanna know who I am. How can I know where I'm going if I don't know where I'm coming from? How can I know why I'm living if I don't know what he was dying for? Thank you. understand. Sing me this song just one more time. Sing me this song just one more time. I wanna know who I am. How can I know where I'm going if I don't know where I'm coming from? How can I know why I'm living if I don't know what he was dying for?
And that one, a real nice one by the Eighth Day Band. Well done. Now, something interesting about those guys from the Eighth Day Band. So they are both nephews of Avram Fried.
Uh-huh.
So that is now three nephews of Avram Fried.
Yes. It is a family business over there for sure.
Yeah, that has become a family business. But the history reflected in that song is very much in line with the history of Chabad because of how the Russian government was so harsh on the Chabad movement.
Yeah, absolutely. From the time of the Russian Revolution all the way to the fall of the Soviet Union, they never let up.
Under the Tsar, I mean, it was a lot of struggle.
There was a lot of truth in that. So I say in Yiddish, that was pushigeret. That was simply put for sure. And
so,
very good song by
them.
Very nice, Ben. Very, very nice. Well, let's continue now with the first half cantora. I figured one more from this double album that came out back in 1976, sponsored by Philip Morris and the Miller Brewing Company. Figure if they were willing to put their cash up all those years ago, we might as well give it one more playing. So here is the late cantor Samuel Dubrow, who was a very, very fine chazan, served for many years in Cedarhurst in Long Island before he passed away, right around the time that this recording was made, unfortunately, at a very young age. And on this recording, he sings Ya'aleh from the Kol Nidre service, May Our Supplications Ascend at Nightfall. And on the album, the composer was Lazer Weiner, who was a very, very well-known Jewish composer, and he conducts the orchestra and choir on this recording. So how cool is that? He was conducting his own composition. So here's the late cantor Samuel Dubrow and Ya'aleh, recorded as part of this series back in 1976.
Yeah.
Recorded back in 1976 from a double album that was put out, part of a series that they had in those years, sponsored by, of all people, the Miller Brewing Company and Philip Morris cigarettes. And they sponsored, for whatever reason, this double album of Chazanis. And glad they put the money up for it, because we got these beautiful recordings to enjoy all these years later. The late cantor Samuel Dubrow, very well known in Cedarhurst, Long Island, for many, many years before he passed away, back shortly after this album was released in 1976, Laser Wiener's composition for Ya'aleh, May Our Supplications Ascend at Nightfall. Well, we'll continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is another nice one. Now, this is a version of the Song at the Sea, Ozzy Osbourne, which is repeated every day as part of the morning service, and a nice version by R.E.A. Kunstler of Oz Yashir.
Yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael Sashiro hazois Es sashiro hazois l'ashem Vayoyimru le'imar Oz Yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael Sashiro hazois Es sashiro hazois l'ashem Vayoyimru le'imar Ashiro l'ashem ki gaiga Sus v'irach v'aira malayam Roma v'ayam Ashiro l'ashem Yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael es hashir ha'azoz Es hashir ha'azoz la'ashem v'yayimru le'imar Oz Yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael es hashir ha'azoz Es hashir ha'azoz la'ashem V'yayimru le'imar Ashira l'ashem ki gaiga Tzus v'irach v'aram avayam Ram avayam Ashira l'ashem
And there you had it, that one. A real nice version of Oz Yashir by Arya Kunstler.
Very nice at that. So his father is Avi Kunstler, the one who made those couple recordings that we enjoy so much on the program.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, he sounds a little bit like his dad. So very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. It's time for a little comedy. Here's the group Variations, founded by the Hasidic singer Gershon Voroba. This from a 2005 recording. This is a spoof of It's All Rock and Roll to Me by, of course, the great Billy Joel. This is called It's All a Mishigas to Me.
You call this a kiddish? This is the same herring from last week. Now, last week was a kiddish.
What's the matter with the kiddish I'm giving? Can't you tell that your cake's too dry? Maybe I should just eliminate the kugel. Well, an hour sure you better not try. Where have you been hiding out lately, sonny? You can't give a kiddish till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the right food's funny, but it's all mishigas to me. What's the matter with the chulent I'm serving? Can't you tell that it's got no meat? Maybe I should serve some coleslaw salad. That would look like you're trying to cheat. Borrow money from your family, Pushka, and serve four kugels with a healthy slice of kishka. Potato rice, luction twice, one sweet, one spice, all a mishigas to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they serve at the kiddush, it'll always be the same old thing. Your wife is gonna deal an entire Shabbos meal, and you better savor everything. I'm sure you know what I mean. Have some wine or some schnapps for kiddish. Don't you know that I only use scotch? Forget red label, just go with the green one or the blue if it's not too much. Plain gefilte fish is not very daring. Your best bet would be another 12 types of herring. Cream cakes, potato knishes, tablecloths, hot dishes, all a mishigas to me. I'm giving, can't you see that the place is too tight? Don't you know you need at least 10 tables if you have 80 men to invite? Nowadays you gotta be very cautious. Pick the wrong food and your guests will get nauseous. Right food, right place, scotch and bourbon by the case. It's all a mishigas to me. Everybody's talking about the food at the kiddush, but it's all mishigas to me. Good Shabbos.
They're recorded back in 2005. The artistry of Gershon Voroba and his parody group there, Variations. and the spoof of the old Billy Joel hit, It's All Rock and Roll to Me, and it's all Mishigas to me. And, you know, people do get very serious when it comes to their kiddish food, that's for sure. Well, let's continue now. More comedy. Here's Country Yussie, recorded back in 1985, and a spoof of the old Coasters hit from the early days of the rock era called Along Came Jones, and this one is called Along Came Moish.
Hi, Country Yussie.
Tookie, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you doing here with all of these fancy machines?
Well, I'm in the middle of making a record here, Tookie. That's what I'm doing here.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yes, you little nudnik, that's what this is. Anyway, what are you doing out of bed?
Well, you promised to tell me a story today, and I want my story.
I promised to tell you a story?
You certainly did.
Well, a promise is a promise. What story you want to hear, Tookie?
I want to hear, a Big Bad Moish story.
Okay. I'll tell you about the time Big Bad Moish saved my life three times.
Three times? Wow.
That's right, Tookie. You're really going to love this story.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Okay, here we go.
Well, I went out to take a walk in Borough Park one night, when suddenly three hoodlums jumped me looking for a fight. They asked me for my money, so I gave them all I had. But they still said,
we're gonna have to beat you up real bad.
And then they pulled out baseball bats. They stepped into the batter's box. They started swinging their bats at my head like it was a softball. And then along came Moish, Big Bad Moish, Slow Walking Moish,
Slow Talking Moish.
Every now and then I thank Hashem for Big Bad Moish. Well, I was up in Woodburn in a camp one hot July. I got lost in the forest and my throat was getting dry, when suddenly a grizzly bear came roaring through the trees. My body started shaking from my hands down to my knees.
And then I got your mind to guy Hallishan. He looked at me like I was a pizza pie and he was starving. He stood up on his hind legs and opened his mouth so wide I could see his tonsils.
And then along came Moish, Big Bad Moish, Slow Walking Moish,
Slow Talking Moish.
Every now and then I thank Hashem for Big Bad Moish. Suddenly I heard a noise that filled my heart with dread. A giant monster with three eyes and two gigantic teeth started chewing up my bed, which I was underneath.
And then he swallowed my pillow. He ate up my mattress. His eyes started rolling in his head. He looked at me cross-eyed and said,
Ich gehe von dir machen Hackfleisch.
And then along came Moish, Big Bad Moish, Slow Walking Moish,
Slow Talking Moish.
Every now and then I thank Hashem for Big Bad Moish. Every now and then I thank Hashem.
There's Country Yussie and a spoof of the famous song by the Coasters, Along Came Jones, and that was a story of Along Came Moish. And Country Yussie still getting it done to this day, and hope very much enjoyed it. Well, let's get one more in before the mid-break. Here is the Camp Shalva Choir from the Bava Ver Chassidim, recorded back in 1993, a nice rendition of Psalm 92, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day.
schön cool, ja.
And then recorded back in 1993, there the Camp Shalva Choir made about 10 or 12 recordings back in the 1980s and 90s. One of my favorites. I've featured their stuff since, you know, since it first came out. And Mizmor Shir, Psalm 92, recited, of course, on Shabbos. And hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, we got to step aside now for the mid-break, and then we'll be back with the second portion of this morning's program. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
And you're listening to WYRE 810 AM Annapolis, WKHZ 1460 in Easton, and WAMD 970 in Aberdeen, and WRNR 103.1 FM in Annapolis. Let's continue now with the second portion of the program. Here's the late Ben Zion Whitler, a very fine singer of Yiddish song who survived the Holocaust and made a number of recordings both in France and in Israel and later on in the United States. And was very, very popular. He passed away back in the mid-70s. Here recorded back in 1962 for Het Artzi in Israel. Here is a song called Lamer Ale Freilich Zan, Let Us All Be Happy. Here's the late Ben Zion Whitler.
Lommir alle Freilach sein, Lommir alle Freilach sein, Lommir trinken Lachaim, Lommir trinken Lachaim, kein Zure soll schon mehr nicht sein, Lachaim für ein Leben anaim, Zure soll schon mehr nicht sein, Lachaim für ein Leben anaim. Oi, es geht, besser sein kann ich, wenn man trinkt, da Käuse in Tacker Größe, zwarmt es, das Blit. Oi, es ist fein, besser's gar nicht sein. Lachaim jeden, seid zufrieden, singt sie teure mit Geuer. Lamm mir alle freilich sein.
Lamm mir alle freilich sein.
Lamm mir trinken Lachaim.
Lamm mir trinken Lachaim.
Kein Zure soll schon mehr nicht sein. Lachaim für ein Leben anayim. Zure soll schon mehr nicht sein. Lachaim für ein Leben anayim. Ois es geht, besser sein kann ich. Wenn man trinkt a Käuse in Tacker Größe, so armt es du's blöd. Ois es fein, besser's gern ich sein. Lachaim jeden, seid zufrieden, singt sie teure mit Gold. Lamm mir alle freilich sein.
Lamm mir alle freilich sein.
Lamm mir trinken Lachaim.
Lamm mir trinken Lachaim.
Kein Zures wird schon mehr nicht sein. Lachaim für ein Leben anayim. Zures wird schon mehr nicht sein. Lachaim für ein Leben anayim.
And then recorded.
They
recorded back in 1962 there the fabulous artistry of the late Ben Zion Whitler, a very fine singer of a Yiddish song that recorded for Het Artzi in Israel back in 1962. Well, the next portion of the program is brought to you by Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli Access. Don't forget, doing it all by the phone right now, so you can give him a call at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents, serving the Mid-Atlantic area and around the world. Need the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica? Give him a call. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that one right now.
All right, well, here is a really nice one. We've kind of had this as our unofficial theme of the program today. I guess this could be said about all of our programs. This one, a real nice song by Nissim Black, who we have featured on the program before, and a nice song called Yachad, of course, which means together.
Searching for your soul, I can't see in the dark. I just need your light. Looking for your spark every time you smile. Feel it in my heart, cause we're drawn from up above.
So now I figure I speak on the topic of we. Cause when we look at it deep, we see the opposite, see, whether Sephardi or Tamani and Ashkenazi, it won't matter to a Nazi, if he's Ethiopian, if he's religious or Mizrahi, we all know the incredible, but somehow we never let it go, we let Hashem choose it, but his word is these and those, yet we sweep it under the rug and say it's all Sababa, remember he won't see a goof, he'll only see Nishan.
So if you love like I love, this is what they have to learn. We talk to talk, my people. Can be Hispanic, Greek, we're not Germanic. Italian, Japanese, Indian, or Pakistani. You love like I love, scream, yachad. Get each and have a level, God is one, we stand forever. We're cinematic, I feel you static. I see the God in your eyes, do your magic, yeah.
When I'm feeling all alone, I lost in my head. Can't take no more of all this senseless hatred. Call out to my brothers, we must be united. We must love one another, every soul is
sacred. Don't get me wrong, because I see we have our differences. And I've listened now, but listen here. Our differences can't be conditioned on maintaining fear. We have to grow with each other, try to rebuild one another, and see the good in our brother. Support the guarantor to love him. See, this can lift us from our pain and all our sorrow. Cause Hashem's with us if we're together in a vote of Zara. Chas v'shalom, but the Nakuda is the unity for you and me. So push the notion of them. So now let's call it we.
So if you love like I love, scream yachad. Love like I love, scream yachad. Get each other.
And they're a real nice song. Neeson Black and that one called Yachad.
Absolutely. Very nice. Well, let's continue now. Here's a very nice selection, a rare one by the late Cantor Label of Waldman, recorded for his own Mahler Records back in 1956. A Yiddish song called In Dem Neuen Beis HaMikdash, in the new Beis HaMikdash, the new temple. And you'll listen to the lyrics in Yiddish talk about the city of Jerusalem, the rebuilding of the temple. But he says, in the Alten Teil mit dem Neuen, he says in Jewish, he says the old part as well as the new part that they hope to, the new part rather that they have, and then the old part that they hope to get back. Of course, this written before the reunification of Jerusalem. So you see, until it happened, it was something that everybody was not thinking that could happen until it was time for Hashem to make it happen during the years of the days, rather, of the Six-Day War. So a very rare recording. Radio announcer Gilbert Mack, who was very well known on network radio as an announcer, narrated this album. So let's take a listen now. The late Chazan, Label of Waldman.
Ever since the destruction of the Second Temple, the Jewish people have lived in the hope and dream of a new Beis HaMikdash. The realization of these dreams are at hand, because God does not forsake us. And as He is our Father, so is the earth of Israel our mother. Come then to the land of milk and honey. Join and sing the praises of our Lord in our new Beis HaMikdash.
Spielen Federlech, tanzen Niederlech, taf, wenn du schimmi klein in Gräus, in dem Nahem Beis HaMikdash, auf der alter Mami Scheus. Zieh ein Zelt, es unser Mutter, Eloi keinu, unser Futter, Eiser, a Gott, a Guter, verlost uns nicht. Lass mir Gott ständig leiben, wird uns Koyach geben, alle Sonnen überleben, hofft den Welt nicht mit. Schmieden Federlech, tanzen Niederlech, taff, wenn uns Schimmi klein in Gräus, in dem neuen Beis Hamig, das schäuft der alte Mami Scheuß. Levim wellen wieder singen, in die Herzer reindringen, Yisruels Numen wird klingen, auf der Welt berühmt. Wer es wird zu uns nur kommen, wenn wir ganz schön aufnehmen, wenn keinem nicht verschämen, wie man hat uns verschämt. Spielen Federlech, tanzen Niederlech, taff, wenn nur Schimmi klein in Gräus, in dem Neuen Beis HaMikdash, auf der alter Mami Scheuß. Es ist schön zu sehen, ein Winter, wie es poschen jüdische Kinder in Israel, schulfen Rinder auf jeden Balkentool. Wir wollen unser Land verwandeln in Chulav und Wasch, Roschenkiss und Mandeln, wollen Jeden wieder handeln in unser Land Israel. Spielen Federlech, tanzen Niederlech, taff, wenn du Schimmi klein in Gräus, in dem Nahem Beis HaMikdash, schäuf der alte Mami Scheuß. Unser Stut Jerusalem, alten Teil in dem Neuen, müssen Jeden euch befreien, das ist unser Ziel. Der Jid wird keinmal ruhig bleiben, wird ständig daufen streben, Jerusalem soll verbleiben in unser Land Israel. Spielen Federlech, tanzen Niederlech, taff, wenn uns Schimmi klein in Gräus, in dem Nahem Beis HaMikdash. Auf der Alter Mami Scheuß.
recorded for his own Mahler Records in New York back in 1956, the late Chazon Leibel Waldman, and a song in Yiddish in Dem Nayim Beis Hamikdash in the New Temple. He said in the lines in Yiddish there, Ben, he said the Jew cannot be live in peace and quiet as long as the city of Jerusalem is divided. We have to go and get what is ours back again. So it took 11 years, and then, then it sure happened. And that is exactly how old I was during the Six-Day War. So it's, you know, in some ways it seems like it just happened, you know. In a lot of ways it's been a long time. But in any event, the great Chazon Leibel Waldman singing in Yiddish as he was so wont to do and did so beautifully, and hope that you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now with another recording, again proving Ben's theory that you can make a recording out of any text. So this is V'Segula V'Seruah, and it is the formula by which the person is called up to the Torah, actually usually the Kohen, and it talks about the glory, the majesty of Hashem, is that the Kohen should come forward and give testimony to all of that. And they turned it into a song, this from the Negunim of Reb Chaim Shapiro, who was the originator of the Daf Yomi back in the 1920s. This recording done back in 1986. Take a listen. Recorded back in 1986 from the Negunim of Reb Chaim Shapiro, and that the V'Segula V'Seruah, the formula used to call up the Kohen for the first Aliyah, and like Ben says, you can make a recording out of most anything, so there you have it. Well, let's continue now with the next selection. Very nice one at that. This from the Israeli Hasidic side of things. This recorded back in 1973. The Shavuvei Tzion group and Chemdas Yomim from the Musaf Davening, that all is done Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, in remembrance of the Exodus from Egypt.
זכר למעשה בראשית זכר למעשה בראשית
ימים אותו קראת זכר זכר למעשה בראשית ואת ימים אותו קראת זכר זכר למעשה בראשית
recorded back in 1973, the Shavuot Tzion group and Chemdas Yamim from the Musaf Davening, and hope you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue now. Here we have another really nice song, this one by the group Lev Tahor, and this is song Gamzu Litova.
Sometimes your world comes crashing down. You ask, why me? Why now? Why now? Your mind is fighting for sanity. All you gotta do is say, la la la. La 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 Gamzu Litova. La 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 Gamzu Litova. La 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 Gamzu Litova.
And no, it won't always be easy.
The sky of love is worth believing.
It's not always peaceful love.
Real nice song by Lev Tahor. That one, Gamzu Litova.
Very nice. Well, let's continue now. Hear more Hasidic music from the Nivarna Hasidim. Zamri Lashem, as they pronounce it, of Sing the Hashem, a new song. This recorded back in 1988. Recorded back in 1988 from the Nidvarna Hasidim, Zamri Lashem, Sing to Hashem, a new song, and that, of course, from the Book of Psalms. Well, Ben's got another one for us, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, before we get into that, we just want to make sure that everybody knows about the best ways to access the program, and that, of course, is via your favorite podcasting app. All you have to do is search Washington Jewish Radio on your favorite podcasting app, whether that is iTunes or Spotify, and make sure that that is how you're listening to the show. So you can like, you can download, you can subscribe. All the things that we love about podcasts are the best ways for you to enjoy Washington Jewish Radio. If it's good enough for the Joe Rogan podcast, where they're exclusive to Spotify now, that's certainly good enough for us. So hopefully everybody takes advantage of that really easy way to enjoy the program.
I know, and Ben tells me that our numbers are going up, which is a beautiful thing.
We are really thankful to everybody who has been joining us.
Tell your friends.
Yes.
Absolutely. Spread the good word.
Now, with that in mind, talking about spreading the good word, here is a real nice one. Now, this is Benny Friedman covering a song that became popular about 10 years ago that originally came out in Yiddish. That was this Yiddish song called Yesh Tikva. And Benny Friedman wrote and recorded this Hebrew version of it, this one called Yesh Tikva.
Thank you. דאגות, החיוך נעלם, מחר תראה רק שחור, כי גם זה יעבור, והכל יסתדר, כי השם יעזור. יש תקווה, נשיר כולנו יחד, יש אמונה חזקה מכל הפחד, לא ניפול, לא נירד, כי אנחנו לא לבד, יש לנו השם אחד. יש תקווה, נשיר כולנו יחד, יש אמונה חזקה מכל הפחד, לא ניפול, לא נירד, כי אנחנו לא לבד, יש לנו השם אחד. תדאג, אל תפחק, כי ניצד יד ביד, הקדוש ברוך הוא את כולנו אוהב, לא תראה שמחר ייגמר הכאב. יש תקווה, אם נשאיר כולנו יחד, יש אמונה חזקה מכל הפחד, לא ניפול, לא נירד, כי אנחנו לא לבד, יש לנו השם אחד. יש תקווה, אם נשאיר כולנו יחד, יש אמונה חזקה מכל הפחד, לא ניפול, לא נרעד, כי אנחנו לא לבד, יש לנו השם אחד.
Benny Friedman in that one. Yes,
that was very nice.
Absolutely.
I got to find the Yiddish one and put it on. We haven't played that in a while. I have to do that. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral feature. On this week's cantoral feature, very nice selections by a cousin of great renown who passed away just a couple years ago at an untimely age, the late cantor Moshe Schulhoff. Born in New York, he was a child soloist with the Seymour Silverman's Choir, and Seymour Silverman's accompanied many of the great chazanim of that era, especially Cantor Shalom Katz in the 1950s. And he was a child soloist with them, and then he studied under David Kusevitsky, and as a teenager achieved his first cantoral post, and he davened in many positions across the country for many, many years. He davened at the Aventura Turnberry Resort down in Florida, where he davened for many, many years, and unfortunately he fell ill with cancer and he passed away just a couple of years ago. So we're going to listen to selections today from a 2004 CD that he did, with reworkings of many of the great cantorial compositions made famous by some of the great Chazanim of the Golden Age. He's accompanied by the orchestra and chorus of the late Dr. Mordechai Sobel, who was for many years instrumental in Israel and around the world in reinvigorating the cantorial world with his magnificent orchestrations of different pieces, and you'll hear some of those today. Very, very nice at that. So let's go back now. We're going to listen now. The first one was a composition originally made famous by the late cantor Zalvel Kvartin. It is for very difficult text from the Yom Kippur davening. You know, in the afternoon of Yom Kippur, we do the martyrology, the recounting of the 10 famous rabbis who were killed by the Romans. And in one of the early parts of the story, Rabbi Yishmael, the Kohen Gadol, goes and asks for permission to go behind the curtain, as it were, and find out from Hashem if this really was his will. And he goes back and he inquires, and he understands that it is their fate. And he tells them, submit, beloved saints, for this is your fate. And of course, it's very, very difficult text, and the real understanding of why things happen the way they do is far beyond anybody's grasp. So in any event, but a very, very famous, famous cantorial piece, the pain and the pathos of that text was rendered beautifully by Cantor Kvartin back in around 1930 and done here beautifully by the late cantor Moshe Shulhoff. Let's take a listen then to Ear, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael Inquired.
Rabbi Shmuel Atzmoy Vehizkir Vehizkir Es Hashem Besir
Oh,
They recorded back in 2004 the late Kenner Meister Schulhoff and a reworking of the famous Zalva Kvartan piece Tir Rabbi Yishmael from the service, the martyrology from the afternoon of Yom Kippur, and very, very difficult text. And of course, the insertion of all the oyves as they tell the awful story of what happened. And Irv Schenker, who I sang for many years, may rest in peace, heard Kvartan sing as a young boy, and Irv was the young boy, not Kvartan, but he heard Kvartan sing, and he said that women just sobbed when he sang this piece. People, you know, and they were very much more conversant with the davening, the rank-and-file people. They knew exactly what he was saying, and like I say, you know, that whole section, very, very difficult text that we have on Yom Kippur, and, you know, why things happen the way they are, I'll leave to somebody who's a lot smarter than I am, that's for sure. Well, in just a minute after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know, we'll have another selection by this very, very fine chazan coming right up.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with the late Kenner Meister Schulhoff, recorded again back in 2004. Here is a section of the Slichas Davening. Halbein Chatoenu, Hashem says to us, even though we ask Hashem, rather, that he whiten our sins from the red crimson that they are, and it says that even if your sin will be as red as crimson, when Hashem will forgive you, Your sin, you will be forgiven and be as white as wool. Here's a masterful rendition of this particular prayer done by the late Canon Meister Schulhoff together with the orchestra of the late Dr. Mordechai Sobel.
Chatzemer kemo shekosu.
Thank you.
Recorded back in 2004, the artistry of the late cantor Moshe Shulhoff, together with the orchestra of the late Dr. Mordechai Sobel. A lot of talent on that recording right there, Ben. And some voice, huh, Ben?
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, he passed away, like I say, a couple of years ago, in his mid-60s of cancer. Terrible loss, and we remember his artistry very fondly here on this morning's cantoral feature, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. That particular selection, I was looking at the liner notes while it was playing, was recorded earlier on by Mordechai Hirschman and by Sirota in Warsaw. So at some point we'll play the originals as well, but I thought you'd like to hear that with the symphony orchestra. It brings a whole different sound to it. Yeah. And, of course, Cantor Shulhoff's magnificent voice for Halbein Chatoenu from the Slichas Davening. Again, that famous line, "And my house shall be a prayer, and shall be a house of prayer, rather, for all people." So, Ben, I guess we didn't mean it this morning, but I guess Hashem wanted us to talk about Jewish unity, and that's something that we're going to keep on doing for sure. Well, we got a little time left, so here's a Toronto Boys Choir recorded back in 1976. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem from the Hallel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
They recorded back in 1976 to finish it up, the Toronto Boys Choir and Baruch Haba, Blessed is He Who Comes in the Name of the Lord. Well, that wraps up our time together this week, 2 hours in, out and done, and this is Larry Shore. Thanking you very much for listening, hoping that you enjoyed all this great music that we were privileged to bring you this week. And again, hoping that you will be with us again next week for another edition of the program. Don't forget what Ben said. Tell your friends. Spread the good word about all the different ways that you can hear the program. And I'm sure that people will be happy to hear it. You will not find another program like this anywhere that has the length and breadth of music that Ben and I bring you every week. So, and you want to keep that in mind and spread the good word.
And this is Ben Shore. Thanking everybody for checking out the program this week. So we will see you again next week for another edition of the program. Again, Happy New Year to everybody, and thanks for listening.
All right, Larry Shore saying be well, Zygazinth, have a good week, and we will be with you again next week for another edition of the program. Until then, Zygazinth, and have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.